Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than not knowing anybody at a party.
That's really strange that you said that.
You too?
No. Sharu just went to her class reunion. Everybody's stuck in their own cliques and didn't talk to anybody.
Well, if she doesn't know anybody at a class reunion, wrong friggin' class. Anyway, the number to call in is 845-986-8804. You can join our chat room, The Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. Or if you're listening on one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com. Go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. I am your host, Dan Rosenblatt. Freshly minted Kong has just walked in.
Yes, hi. Right on time. Just slide right into showtime.
No. Not on time. And Pip Helix.
No,
hi,
I'm
everybody.
On time when it goes. And Joe Curry, and I'm here to go, hi, that's on time.
You're not that big of a star. You're not on time.
You're like when the band has been setting up and you're the singer and you waltz in.
That's every band.
I know.
Well,
that's my point.
Why is the bass player like that? Like when the house lights would be down, he wouldn't be standing there. Ladies and gentlemen, Race Odyssey, boom, there it'd be.
No.
Yeah, very, very nerve-wracking.
That is nerve-wracking.
Yeah, it is. You would kind of think you would do something to rectify. Why isn't that working? Rectify it. I got to see why an affiliate's not working right now. But anyway.
Damn them.
All right. Tonight, we play Savage Medicine.
Yes.
Thanks, Joe. It's the affirmation. It's like my audience.
I'm showing exuberance over the game. Well, yeah, I guess the fuck. Yeah, you know.
Or,
we're playing the game. I can't wait.
Or I can get through the couple of sentences and then you
I'm
can
just
show
showing
you.
My exuberance as a co-host.
You had that type of exuberance to getting here on time.
Well, anyway. I'm sorry. I couldn't get a police escort.
I'm sure. I'm surprised. They know you quite well.
Especially
around here.
Usually, but they're behind me, not in front of me.
Yeah, not the usual police escort.
They're pushing you along.
Yeah.
Come on, Mr. Curry, you're late.
Yeah.
Speed up so we can ticket you.
Yeah.
School's starting soon.
Yeah, right.
We have to pay those crossing guards. Anyway, Savage Medicine. And Jackson provides documents. I will share some documentation.
Really?
With the group.
Nice.
Wow.
Yes.
Finally.
Yes.
We'll
probably
see.
All in crayon. But nonetheless. Spoiler. Shut up, stupid.
Yeah.
And we'll see how Fake Me handles what appears to be the removal of my girl, Belinda, for somebody else.
Oh, okay.
Well, we'll see what I do.
Concern.
There is concern. There most certainly is concern. So Pip, how was your weekend? What's going on?
It wasn't terribly, terribly exciting, except I did go to my husband's band's playing out at the Pie Man, and that was good.
The Pie Man?
Yeah.
Where's the Pie Man noise?
The place is called the Pie Man.
Really?
Yeah.
Where's that?
It's in Valley Cottage, New York.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's a good place. It has really good food, too.
Right.
You know, I mean, they're known for their pizza, but there's lots of other stuff. And, you know, we go there and we have, he doesn't have dinner, but I go with my friends, we eat dinner while they're setting up. And he's the drummer, so he's setting up forever.
Yeah.
You know?
The only person that takes longer is the keyboard player because he's got to wait for the drummer to get done.
Yeah, pretty
much.
Just
doing callbacks from a week ago.
Yeah. I'm just stating facts.
Yeah, no, it's true. There,
most bands don't have a keyboard player. It's not the 80s anymore.
I understand, but keyboards are very important.
Johnny and the Alamo, and he says a keyboard player.
Who?
Yeah.
My brother-in-law.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your brother-in-law?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, is the keyboard player.
So really, that's the standard now.
They got a keyboard player.
What?
Stupid.
Don't you have a keytar you need to be moving into your new apartment, stupid?
No, and Ray still wants me to wear that thing, and I tell him.
Of course he doesn't.
No! No!
You're surprised? I'd be shocked if you said Joe left the 80s. No. Come on, every other profile picture is him in front of a stack of amps. It's Johnny Race / Odyssey.
Yes.
Is that what you're holding in front of that train? Is that a keytar?
No,
that
it's not a keytar. It's not like a keytar. However, it's one of my smaller boards.
But what do you have it on a strap?
No.
Over your back? You're just holding it?
Just holding it.
It looked dangerously close to that crushed gravel.
Yeah, believe me.
That's from the McClinton video.
That was a McClinton video we did.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, there was a ghost in that frickin' car. What? The rail car? There was a ghost in it.
Passed,
really?
Members of
no, man. There was when we were doing it, while it was packing up for that little shoot.
Yeah.
One of the guys is going, you know, there was like this figure of a little girl looking at you. out the window. And I'm like, and we knew that thing was haunted because when we got there, we had to clean the freaking thing out.
Yeah.
So we're cleaning it out, and some guy comes by. What are you guys filming something? No, we just feel like hanging out with our equipment, you moron. But the woman goes, oh, I thought you were like from a ghost show or something like that. You know, this place is haunted.
Wow.
You know, every crap hole is allegedly haunted. Sometimes it's just a crap hole. We play places. It's haunted. No, nobody's just coming. That's what it is. It's not haunted.
I understand that, but when somebody's telling me there was a little girl staring out the train
yeah,
window at me.
Yeah, it's Kumia. That's how he finds her.
Yeah, right.
But Joe, you think she's pretty? There's a little girl staring out the window.
But I had one more thing to pack up, and I'm like, yeah. A little nervous. I don't want people watching me, especially when they're dead.
Trust me, nobody wants to watch you.
I understand.
Especially when they're dead.
Yeah, especially when they're dead.
It's the best way to watch you.
Yeah.
Will that help you behave if you actually have some of the undead watching you?
Yes. Couldn't hurt. Got warm, light bodies. But anyway, Pip.
Yeah.
I thought I derailed your story. No pun intended with the
car. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes. So the Pie Man. We were at the Pie Man.
So we're at the Pie Man, and there's just this one drunk guy. What is that?
See, Joe, sometimes
the family. Joe was having a moment where he's like, what are we listening
Joe,
to?
I'm very low in the headphones. My headphones are very low.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I don't know.
There's this one drunk guy
yes.
that was there. One night, my brother showed up to watch the band, and my brother gets really uptight when people bump into him. It really totally unnerves him.
He's a ball of energy, your brother.
He is. He's nervous energy sometimes. Mm. And he just got bumped into so many times by this guy. He was getting really offended. Like, I think he's doing it on purpose. He's touching me. Stop touching me. I know. He really was getting up mad.
Really?
And I'm almost relieved that he didn't come out to see the show this night because that guy was back and he kept bumping into me. And my brother would
have a thing for heel eye.
Really? My brother lost his shit. He really would have.
Oh, didn't you say, dude, what's your problem?
No, you know what? And then he pulls this crappy, I'm the drunk guy, but I'm overly friendly and everybody likes me move, where he comes over and
he's an asshole.
Yes,
you know,
he
when
is
the overly
an
friendly drunk is essentially, and everybody likes me. No, nobody likes you. You're thought of as to be an asshole.
No, but he pulled the move where he comes over and, you know, he comes over and squeezes your shoulder and then he's got to rub your shoulders and put his arms on your arms and everything. It's like, whoa!
Maybe he knows you guys are with the band and he's just a big fan.
No, he had no idea.
I don't, you know what? What I usually do, if somebody, a stranger, comes over to me and it's a guy and he's overly friendly and he stops rubbing my shoulders, I start rubbing his face with a bar stool.
No, you don't.
I don't want people touching me, strangers.
No, well, those are the only times of people that will touch you.
There was a bar I used to hang out with.
He just let that one go.
I know.
I understand
he's like, yes.
But people come up to you and say stupid things and do stupid things all the time after shows. You're always very polite. So let's not.
Are they physically touching me?
Sometimes.
No, not really. They're not physically touching. There was a guy, this bar we used to hang out with, there was this guy that used to hang out there. And you'd be at the bar, your back would be turned, and then you feel somebody rubbing your shoulders, and you think it's a chick. And you turn around, and it's this guy. So not only it's a twofold thing, because you're pissed it's not a chick, now you're pissed off it's him, and now you're doubly pissed.
Yeah, but this is used to. You wouldn't do it now. You would move over. You would move, scooch over a step. You're not fighting anybody anymore. You don't have the cardiac capability.
I know. Look, my bar fighting days are over.
Exactly. So don't talk like a tough guy.
But you want to know something? If it happened, if it happened a lot.
It would have to for that sentence to get out.
I would be, look, lay off.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think you would.
I would.
I don't think you would. I've never seen you snap at a stranger.
Just us.
Yeah, well, we're not strangers, but just strange.
Really? He only snaps at
you. No, you don't. No, that's why everybody thinks you're nice, because they don't know you. I say that all the time. You're very polite to people you don't know.
Trucker Tom says, I just say, look, unless you're planning on blowing me, don't touch me.
And then Trucker Tom has a memorable stop.
Tom, they were talking about dudes.
You can't discern on the road. It's a long interstate, lady. Back off.
I looked at him unfriendly, and he's like, oh, you know, you could kick me, which is such a stupid thing.
I take the offer.
I should have.
Can we?
Don't mind if I
do. Yeah, go ahead.
No, you.
Oh, What?
Could I kick you?
No.
Why
no.
would I?
Well,
she's here.
I didn't
Shout
offer.
She's very swift to move out of the way.
Yeah. I'm not today.
No, I think this would be a perfect target for me to kick. I'm not wearing shoes. If I was going to kick somebody, she's the one I'd kick.
That's not nice. I'd have to defend her. That's not nice.
Really? You're going to furrow your brow again, Joe?
He would lay down. He would lay down his hoodie in a puddle.
That was the teasers for last week. Joe
yes.
furrows his brow at Raven.
Harumph! Harumph!
You, sir, are a cat.
Carry on! And a cat and a rapist! Good day, sir!
I said good day,
I
sir!
I said good day!
What more could I do? I furrowed my brow.
I furrowed my brow, Your Honor. I thought I made a most of a statement at the whole incident.
That was wonderful.
Yeah, you're not defending her either. Stop talking like a tough guy.
Yeah.
I would have liked Joe to be there to furrow his brow.
Yeah, right? Did you have any... Did you offer a rape kit, sir? A rape kit? I offered a piece of paper out of my trousers. Or my top coat. Boy, fuck that bit up.
What were you going for?
I was trying... Well, if I had the bit the way I had it in my head, it would have worked.
All right, we'll just assume. Anyway, go on.
He's just
going to
execute.
So, all right, so this guy's creeping you out here.
Yeah, no, he was.
Don't worry, Joe. It's later in the show than usual, though, when you get the first buck up. It's fine.
It was just one of those things. My friend from work and her husband were sitting with me, and they had to leave, so I was sitting there by myself. And so, of course, Mr. Douchey Friendly is like,
Mr. Douchey Friendly!
Mr. Douche!
How many Mr. Douches? Mr. Douche!
Hi, I'm Mr. Douchey Friendly.
Yeah,
sounds like a cartoon my kid would watch. What? Yeah.
Mr. Douchey Friendly?
I'm watching Mr. Douchey Friendly.
Oh, he aggravates all the other little characters.
Yeah, that's the subtitle. They have a name like Elmo or something, but his real name is Mr. Douchey Friendly. Yeah, he's got to introduce himself. He's got to shake my hand. He's got to pat me on the back.
Why is he introducing himself
to you? Oh, I don't know.
Does he want a piece of Helix ass? Is he interested in you?
Well, he was asking me to dance, and I'm like, no. And so then I'm like...
Joe, that's a compliment. I don't know.
So,
no, because they always get this asshole...
He's rubbing my back. He's like rubbing his hand on my back, and I'm like,
"Stupid."
Yeah, so
that's how people meet.
I know, but I've already met.
You haven't met him.
What, at a swingers club? The guy's all over.
What, you think people are going to see this band for their music? They're going to meet.
Nobody
listens to bands that they haven't heard for their music, except their girlfriends and boyfriends.
Yeah, but nobody rubs each other like it's a basket full of kittens.
People that are in their 40s and 50s and single do, because they don't know how to fucking make the move. That's what they do.
People see me and they rub me like I'm a basket full of kittens.
And
I think it's the
fur. Fucking playground. You don't think you'd be doing that shit?
Yes, he would. Joe would be the one.
There's a dinosaur in a pool.
It is a drunken playground.
Well, yeah.
You'll be right next to the creepers while I rub it up on Helix over there.
Have a drunken playground.
I'd be like, boys, take a turn.
Like,
boys,
what? I have a swing there. I think it's going in next week. But nonetheless.
I know what kind of swing is going in next week. Lisa in the chat says rabid kittens.
Yeah.
Rabid kittens. With a basket full of kittens, get rubbed up on. A callback.
The audience now is called back.
Yes, they do.
Okay.
So the funniest part of it when I was relating all this to my husband was...
He was just trying to do his gig.
Yeah, I know.
He really
doesn't
want to be... That's the problem with having your woman at your show.
Yeah.
Because if you're not there, he can just focus... on the band, on playing the drums and everything. But now he's got to keep an eye on you because there's creeps.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? I could, if he got... He was just being like friendly. He was friends with other people that always come to see the band at this place. And so I didn't want to be like, smacking him in the face or any of that stuff. But,
taking out your tits and beating him with them.
Yeah, I know, because, that leaves a mark.
Sure.
But I don't want evidence, But then I said to him, he said, so flying solo now? And I thought, oh, no, he thinks he's making his move. And I'm like,
isn't this flattering on some level?
No.
Why?
No.
The fact that you're still desirable?
You know what I was told? Yeah. Flying solo now like an Al-Qaeda pilot. I'm going to ram it to you, stupid.
I don't know how to land these.
Davin, for those who can't see, was just jiggling his jumblies.
Boosh, I wasn't jiggling my balls.
No, not those. No, jumblies.
Got up on the table and shook my nuts.
And you know,
no,
that,
but, I mean, you're not flattered on some level that somebody's still, like, you know, I would be.
I have a vagina. That's attractive enough for some men. That's right. All it takes. Right. I don't find it flattering.
I'd be flattered. I'm still blown away that anybody would want to be with me at any point in my life.
You know what? I guess
Joe can understand me feeling that.
I guess he's surprised that
anybody would want to be with you.
You agree about people feeling that way about me?
Oh, yes, yes.
So if I'm going to insult myself, I need you to take your proper role and agree. That's when you would agree.
I thought we were more commiserating that nobody would associate with us. And I was like, speak for yourself.
I know. Joe, you have multiple friends on Facebook. It's fascinating.
I would think that, but I really do think that really just being female is enough for some guys.
I don't think so. There's women that can't get a sniff.
You know what? You'd have to be 500 pounds with a goiter. Really.
But still, but you know what? I don't know.
There's probably a dude out there, too.
Who goes, those goiters are sexy.
I mean, listen, it's unwanted.
Yes.
And I'm not saying you should accept these advances or anything, but at some point, I can't believe it's not flattering at all.
No.
Really?
Yeah, no. Yeah. No. No, well, I put up my hand, and I shouldn't have to go to this level. I should be like, no, no, no. But I put up my hand. I showed him my wedding ring, and I said, the drummer is my husband.
You call that a diamond? This is a diamond.
No, I just threw up my hand. I said, the drummer is my husband. He looked scared. He backed up and he did this little wiggle with his hands in the air, like scared jazz hands. And he went, I didn't know! Because Mr. Hill can look a little frightening in the right lighting.
Hey, let me tell you something. There's nothing worse than playing while you're playing and watch some asshole hit on your girl.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
It's a pain in the ass.
I mean, that happened to me one time years ago.
Mm-hmm. It would have to be.
Yeah. I'm playing this.
Why are you hitting on the guy who's dressed like a girl's girl?
Yeah. The guy who's dressed like a girl has a girl out there?
No, this wasn't actually a rock gig. It was a Miss Potato Head gig, and we're doing a show, and I'm watching.
Did she have giant red lips by any chance?
No. Yeah. They were removable. But, Joanne was sitting out there, and there was this guy, and this guy's actually a decent musician, another musician, like a prominent musician on the island.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes by at the gig, and I noticed like he's trying to put his hand around my. I think it was Joanne was my fiance then, or what? But I'm watching this, and I'm like, this
that's
guy,
the wrong reaction.
This guy, if he keeps it up, I'm gonna have to smash his head with a bar stool to get the point across.
You say this a lot, but I don't know any stories where heads have been smashed with bar stools.
Well, because the situation was diffused. Because
you talk tough. You're not that tough. You're a pussy. Let's be honest.
Really?
Right. Yeah.
You weren't with me during the fighting days at the London
pub.
Yeah,
exactly. It was 30 fucking years ago. You're an old man, Joe.
But the story just told was 20.
You're still an old man. Stop talking tough. Real.
I'm not talking tough
now. What
you
need to do is you need to hang out with younger, bigger guys that can do your ass kicking for you. That's my goal.
Well, but this was back in the day he was saying that
he would.
But he
still talks about, like, if a guy was going to rub up, you wouldn't do shit.
Oh, I know. I mean, I say that I would mop
you're
the floor with somebody.
You know what, though? I am a nasty one. I go down. Mm.
I'm sure you go
to isolate that.
Down on that. Also, you need to relax, sir. Zip. Would you like your balls played with while I relax you?
Well, it was. I don't know if you've told the story, but there was one time my buddy had to meet my buddy down in Maryland, help him move back to New York.
Mm-hmm.
And before that day, I worked. I installed about 14 sections of fence, took a shower, drove to Maryland. My buddy is getting totally out of hand drunk, and he starts up with some guy.
Uh-huh.
And they're looking like they're going to go, right? The guy's buddies come outside and go, you guys got a problem? I go, can I talk to you for a second? He's like, yeah, what's your problem? I go, listen to me. I love bar fighting. Been buying from the London pub 3 times. Love fighting more than anybody. But I'll tell you, I go, I'm from New York. I drove here. I installed 14 sections of fence, and I'm tired. Is there a we kick your ass waiver I could sign? You want to play checkers over this or whatever? He looks at me and goes, just take your buddy and get out of here, will you?
He probably thought that was fun.
I caught him off guard because he thought I was ready to fight. I'm like, look, can we sign something here that you kicked our ass? Because I'm too tired.
See, that's the approach you should still take.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the approach you need to take.
No, there is a way to get people away from you. I mean, my husband doesn't have to worry about what happens to me when we're at gigs. I mean, there are creeps and there are the people, like, you know, doing the, like, rubbing your arm and stuff. You just kind of, like, shove them off a little and you know, avoid them as much as... But you can push somebody or yell at them if you need be. I've done that, too.
Stop humping my leg.
No, that I enjoyed. No.
There's a wet spot on the backside of my kneecap.
How did that get there? Only one note.
Was Cho here?
No. You need to relax.
Yeah.
Let me hump your leg. You'll feel better.
No, it's just annoying to have, you know, some idiot touching. And I'm so glad my brother wasn't there. He would have gone
insane.
Touched you too. No, he wouldn't have been bothering me. But it's annoying. It's like you have to be claimed by a man or else you're open territory.
That's why Joe marks his territory. Joe's a proactive, progressive thinker.
No, what I marked out, believe me, that night wouldn't have been my territory. I was just visiting. I was like a lone stranger.
Lone stranger.
Visiting.
Oh. It wasn't the Lone Ranger. It was the Lone Stranger.
I have a new bit for the show. And then we're going to have Jeff, the owner of Goldberg's, come in. Because he agrees a lot with how Joe thinks.
Oh.
So, yeah, okay. I was talking to him today for like an hour. So we're going to have Joe and Jeff fix America.
Good. I got plenty of ideas.
I'm sure you do. And yes. Nobody wants to hear any of them.
You're damn right they do. Because
they're all drunk at the compound. Nobody cares.
No. As long as he brings bagels, he can talk about whatever he wants.
Good point. Pastrami. Bring the pastrami.
Yeah, really.
And I concur.
I might even go to the left.
No, he's one of you.
Oh, good. Yeah, I know. We were talking about
one of you.
I remember we were talking that one day in front of the place, and we just looked at you and like, ugh.
No, Jeff was like, it'll be me, Joe, versus you, and who? I go, don't worry about it. I'll be fine. I have facts.
Economy, unemployment, a wavering president. Yes,
the chat is having an interesting time with what you said before. Trucker Tom says, you go down? No, Joe. It's throw down, stupid.
No, Tom. Tom. Joe goes down. Do not correct him.
Lisa, who sounds like a girl.
How dare they, Joe?
How dare they?
Lisa, from this point alone, sounds like a girl you might want to know. Go down, throw down. Who can tell the difference? That's Tom.
Let's get that hoe down.
Tom says, trust me, there's a huge difference.
Tom knows. He's experienced both.
Lisa says, you can always say, dude, I'm contagious.
That's excellent. That's true. You should scratch more.
You should. You should.
Can you make yourself scratched people?
No, scratch yourself.
Like you got a rash.
Or fleas or heroin, or you're coming off heroin.
Oh, yeah. Please, I could just show them my neck scratch from my cats.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but no, then it looks like you have a good time.
Yeah, then
no, you got to scratch yourself.
Oh, like just like start itching?
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe smell your pits.
Maybe like really
pick
start
your ass.
Start scratching my hair like I've got fleas.
Trust
or something.
Me, as unappealing as you are, we can make you worse.
Thank you. Thank you for the coaching.
We can coach you. Yes. We can coach. Are you still somewhat appealing?
I guess.
Come to Joe's clinic of unappealing.
Yes.
The unappealing clinic.
Do I put on makeup? Yes. These fake scabs.
Joe, we need more pus on her lip.
Okay.
Just right. Just a dab.
Yes, just a dab of pus.
No. Go big or go home. Put that whole smear on there.
Joe, can you get the tuna juice? We want to spray a little on her neck and her crotch.
No, none needed.
Oh. We can make you as unappealing as you want.
I was like, yeah. I do want to actually have friends when I go there.
Too late.
Yeah. Too late. Not when we get done with you.
Exactly. Go.
I've heard that before.
Yeah. Go ugly or go home. Or go home ugly.
Yeah.
Give a shit.
Yeah, please. Go in that ugly. Yeah, just please go home.
Yeah. So I want to give a little shout out to my softball team right now, because in a little less than 2 hours, we are in the second round of the playoffs.
Nice.
As last week, we knocked off the number 2 seed in a 3-game series. And it was pretty hard to do because our starting pitcher mm-hmm. was pitching batting practice. And the game before, he pitched a 6-0 shutout. And his son was hitting off of him and hit a line drive off his head. So he went to the hospital.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Did he end up with a concussion?
No, I don't know. I think he was fine.
Okay.
I think he was fine. But we won a big game.
Yeah, I'm sorry. when you picture it, it's like a cock. Like
guy's
a cartoon.
In his 60s. No, I mean,
no.
The guy's in his 60s had a big knot on his head and everything.
No, yeah. I was picturing a young guy.
No, guy, boom.
Oh,
he must have. If I saw that, it'd be like the bass player in Spinal Tap when he went down. Zoe fucking Nate.
I remained positive.
Zoe fucking Nate.
I remained positive like I always do, because their manager had gotten manager of the year. Like, they gave him a little award before the other teams before the game. I said, mm-hmm. Well, that'll be the last thing they win tonight. And we won. It was the only game I've played in the playoffs. Once again, I'm getting the fucking Spanish Inquisition about my damn leg.
I know.
That's every
game. Well, what happened with the leg?
The leg's been injured since, what, July?
Yeah.
My quad popped. It hasn't healed because I keep on playing. Oh, we can't pitch run for you. Are you 100%? I'm not going to. Don't worry if I'm 100%. I can still run. You don't. I'll finish the game. I can still run. You don't have to run for me.
Meanwhile, in the emergency room.
Yeah.
I finished the game. I played well. Then the second night, I played on Walt of Jester's team. And I had them run for me. Because when I play back-to-back.
There's just no tube of Bengay big enough for you.
And now I've joined the Fall League, so I'm going to be playing even more.
Yeah, that's what you're going to be doing, too, with that quad.
The Fall Down in Pain League.
The Fall Down in Pain League.
No, I mean, really, I need to give this like a month off to heal. But, you know, it heals.
Yeah, the winter.
Exactly. That's what I figure. I figure, you know what, December, I'll be fine. Mm. Just in time to slip and fall on the ice.
Mm, that's right.
So I want to wish my team major energy. Good luck tonight. Hope you guys win in my absence.
Nice.
Now, I thought you guys weren't doing that well. I guess you had a major comeback.
The year was a struggle. Mm-hmm. The year was a struggle. We wound up getting there's eight teams made the playoffs. Mm-hmm. We got the seventh seed.
Right.
And the prognosticator, somebody who runs the website, predicted we would get swept in the first round, and openly was courting our captain to join his team for the following year, and saying, you know, there's still a few good players on the team, but the team needs to be rebooted, reshaped and everything. And then we knocked off the number two seed.
Nice.
So now we're facing the number one seed, who's been number one all year. So it's going to be a little tough.
Good. Now, the team that you were going to be, your old team in Jersey, how are they doing?
They went 3-11.
God punish.
And the weird thing is they still made the playoffs, like 7 out of the 8 teams. I know, it's weird.
What is it, hockey?
Exactly.
It's like hockey.
I don't know how 3-11 makes the playoffs, but they did, and they lost like 16-4 in the game they played.
Wow.
Against the team that we played the year before. They actually won the championship, but we lost 3-0 to them. So they lost 60. They were terrible.
Wow. Yeah.
They were terrible. Right? There's no two ways about it. So it worked out well for me.
Good. Yeah. Very good. Very good.
Yeah. A little spite victory, my favorite type.
Yeah.
All right. So Saturday. My daughter goes to Hebrew school. She's friends with this girl who's like a year or two older than her. I just found this out. She has a younger sister who's a year younger than my daughter, Skylar. So my wife gets a text for an invitation, invited to a barbecue/party. My wife asks, well, should we bring anything? She says, bring whatever you want. Okay. That's easy. Here's the problem. We get there.
Yeah.
The party was for the woman's younger daughter. It was a birthday party.
Yeah.
Funny.
And I'm not busting your ball. I mean, be specific what's cool to bring and what's the party about.
But here's the thing. We're the only ones who don't have a gift for this like little girl turning 7.
Because we're told.
Because we didn't know. So, question is, I'll pose it to you. I got a couple questions about this. Is it better to tell us that it's a birthday party, in which case we'd feel obligated to come with a present, but we wouldn't feel like assholes for not having presents?
Right.
Or is it better not to say, and go, you know what, don't worry about it?
You know what, so that you didn't feel like assholes, I thought they should have said, you know, it's a barbecue, we're also celebrating so-and-so's birthday, give you the heads up, so that you don't walk in with an ice scraper with a bow on it. You know, I mean, how embarrassing.
Well, we actually...
you know? It's
a lovely gift for a 7-year-old.
It's like, hold on, we left the gift in the car. What do we have? Gloves! Ice scraper! What do you have?
We actually left right before they started opening the gifts, as luck would have it. I mean, we're going to get the little girl something.
Yeah, but they should have told
you. There's like a stack of gifts and nobody tells us.
But you feel like an idiot. You want to know.
You got to tell. Especially if it's a little kid.
Well, it's like I went to a friend of mine's was having a party this weekend, and it was his birthday, and I found that on Facebook a couple hours before, so I managed to get a card. And I went to a party a couple of weeks ago at another friend, and I totally forgot it was the girl's birthday. It's husband and wife. It was her birthday, and I didn't bring. I brought beer and some stuff, you know, but I didn't bring a card or anything. And I felt bad, you know.
Yeah.
You feel bad. You want to bring something, man. You know.
So we agree. You got to let people know.
You do.
The chat. Everybody says, you definitely should have gotten a heads up.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's unanimous.
And here's the next question I pose to you guys. So we're gonna bring food,
right?
To barbecue, Labor Day weekend. Get a couple of apple pies.
Yeah.
Right? That sounds nice.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. It's a birthday party.
There's a cake.
There's a birthday cake. And so they put out the birthday cake. Obviously, everybody had some birthday cake and some cookies.
Mm-hmm.
The apple pies did not get put out. I am under the belief that if somebody brings something,
yes,
it has to be put out.
Yeah.
It's not the first time it's happened to me either.
No, it's weird.
I don't like that. It's like but now she didn't put out other stuff. Like somebody made hamburgers. I don't know if she cooked at all. Somebody else made hamburgers. The hamburgers weren't put out. But if somebody goes to yeah, I know, it's weird.
Well, did they make
no, there was no hamburgers there. It was hot dogs and chicken, and then somebody came with ZD lady. But I saw when I was in their kitchen, there was a whole tray of hamburgers.
See, now that's weird because let's say if they had hamburgers already, and somebody brought hamburgers. All right, well, you want to keep them in here. You want to keep them in the your refrigerator.
Right, there's already hamburgers.
Yeah, there's already hamburger. But if they didn't put it out, no, that's wrong.
Yeah,
because, you know, you have an option because somebody at a barbecue would like hamburgers, probably even more so than ZD. It's a barbecue.
Yeah, that's what you're expecting.
And I know. You got to tell us don't bring dessert if you're just going to have a birthday cake.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I thought a couple apple pies. I mean, it would have been worse if, God forbid, the wife made it. We didn't make it. We bought it, which
is
fine.
No, because putting effort into it, and then you're like, God damn it. You know,
she was actually going to bake something, but we ran out of time. So we went to the store and bought a couple things.
Yeah.
But I think if you're going to have people over and they're going to bring something, that has to hit the table.
Yeah.
It has to. If people eat it, fine. If they don't eat it, fine.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the first time I've seen this at a party, though.
That is really weird.
It was not a good time.
No.
And so
awkward.
There's probably like a dozen adults. The daughter had a great time. The kids had a great
time.
You know, usually I don't know anybody, and I sit there like a lummox. But here's the thing. Like, we didn't know anybody, not even my wife. Like, if my wife's not being a social butterfly, we're doomed.
Oh,
because
no.
We can't leave. I can't captain that ship.
Yeah, now you're depending on her.
That's a very weak point with me.
So
I can't do that either.
So she doesn't introduce us to anybody.
Oh, no. So you're left alone.
We
just
kind of sat there. Like, we didn't sit at a table, which might have been a tactical error on our mistake. We saw two chairs. We went for those.
So the couple that nobody talks to.
Pretty much.
For
2 hours.
Ah.
You got to go back to Joe, who was a great host at Anthony's party. Because if it wasn't for Joe at Anthony's party, we probably just would have talked the four of us.
I know. We would have stood by ourselves.
But I keep conscious.
No, you were very good.
You were great.
You were very good hosting somebody else's party.
Yes. Well, no, I did. Plus, one of my friends, my buddy Mike and those guys showed up.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen them in a while, so I'm talking with them. But I was looking over you guys.
No, you were
to make sure I wasn't alienating you guys.
Tremendous. No, you were
terrific.
You
worked everybody in. Tremendous.
It's weird. When it comes to like gifts and being at a party with people I know, just trying to like being, I'm very good with that. But if I go to a party, I'm like you. If I go to a party and I don't know anybody, I mean, I went to this party. My friend Nikki and Robin had Nikki's birthday party. I got there. some of my friends hadn't showed up yet, and there were a lot of people there. There was mostly people there I didn't know.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, I'm not really good at this and stuff. And then about 10 minutes later, friends of mine started showing up.
Oh,
I'm like,
good.
Oh, okay, great. You know.
Yeah, you had to muscle through 10 minutes on your own, Joe.
He was, you know, flop sweat. It's like it's awkward.
Yeah. It is awkward.
It is, man.
But here's the thing: I almost didn't go to the thing. I was going to take a gig, but I thought the gig was in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
It turned out it was the same time.
Oh.
So I said, well, I already committed to this.
Yeah.
So theoretically, my wife could have been there by herself.
Oh, even worse.
Which could have pushed her to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
Maybe.
She could have maybe found some, you know, other mom to talk about.
But
there
wasn't like a lone mom that we saw. I think as the host, you kind of have to introduce, especially when it's not an overwhelmingly huge amount of people at the party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got
to
be.
Like, we barely spoke to Anthony that night, but Anthony has, like, you know, tons of people.
Oh, there were so many people.
And Anthony's defense, he didn't invite us. Joe did. So
so Joe was our host for the evening.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you know what? If you invite somebody,
yeah,
and there's not an overwhelming amount of people, I think you got to make some introductions.
You know, it was really, really awkward at this one barbecue I went to because it was people that we knew. We sort of knew the hosts of the place, but we knew all their friends, you know. And then at this one table was family members, and nobody made any move. And like, none of the friend people were interacting with that table of family. They were interacting with themselves. None of the family, like, got up and said hi to other people. And then when they left,
you have groups. Though.
Yeah, but when they left, they passed the table and said, "Hi, I'm Uncle Joe. That, you know, sorry I didn't meet you," or "Hi,
I didn't meet you. Kiss my ass."
Yeah, "Hi, I'm Aunt Susie. Sorry we weren't introduced." As they're leaving, each one of them says this, like, kind of laughing, but sort of not. And I'm like, that's our fucking fault because we didn't talk to you. Talk to your hostess.
That's the thing with parties, man. I mean, and it depends on who gives the party. Now, back in the day, I went to a couple of parties with my wife's friends. Now, my wife has this one friend, girl, who her and her husband used to invite us out to their house and stuff like that. Great couple. And he had great friends. I always had a good time there.
Yeah, nice.
There's another friend that Joanne has who's a decent enough person, you know, but all his friends are snooty. So I remember I went to a party, and they were locally. We were like a mile down the road one night. Now, it wasn't gigging, and I go over the house, and they're just all pretentious and stuff like that. Hey. And I'm standing there. I go, this stinks on ice. And I told Joanne, I go, look, man, we're taking two cars just in case.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and then after like about 30 minutes, I'm like, well, I got to go.
Yeah, there's nobody to talk to.
We lasted 2 hours because the kid was having a good time.
Yeah.
And there was going to be fireworks. Here's another interesting thing. There was going to be fun. So they say because the older daughter really likes Skylar a lot, and Skylar really likes her a lot.
Cool.
And they haven't seen each other all summer. So they're like, oh, and Skylar really wanted to stay for the fireworks, but it was late, you know, and we had to go to we had to go down to Jersey to see to celebrate my father-in-law's birthday the next day early. So they say, all right, well, we'll FaceTime the fireworks. So you could see, like, the fireworks, like, on an app and everything as they're happening. So they figure Elisa sends, like, the code or
the link?
The address.
Okay.
I guess you need, like, an address for her, like, iPad or something. So Skylar, so they could contact him when the fireworks go. Still have not heard back. It's kind of weird, right? I didn't ask to go to this party. It wasn't like I was jonesing. I need to be at this. It was 30 damn minutes away. I'm happy home watching reruns of Hotel Hell with Chef
Ramsay. And you sit there and go, I could have gigged tonight. I could have gigged tonight.
Well, I couldn't have because there wasn't a good enough offer.
Oh.
I could have gigged in the afternoon.
I could have taken shit money tonight.
That's what I want. You know what, Joe? Still that being said, the gig I was offered... For the money I was offered was so challenging, I was still happier at the party.
Wow.
That tells you about the gig I was offered. Because when I accepted, I had no idea.
That gig was roadkill.
It was much like performing at the event I was already at, but I'd be performing. So, like, ugh, that would be worse.
And you ever go to a party like that? You go, thank God I don't have to entertain these two
friends. Which is what I would have had to do. Yeah. I just got to entertain myself, play a little. And here's the worst cut of it all. My phone had the audacity to lose its battery about an hour in, so I couldn't even play Candy Crush.
Humanity!
I couldn't look busy looking at Facebook or emails. My wife still had a fully operational phone.
So what was she?
It was primitive. Well, it was goddamn primitive.
He was sitting there with two sticks, rubbing them together. Oh, what do I
do? You always
got
to have the outlet in the car. You know, the charger in the car. Can I borrow an outlet? I'm waiting for the doctor.
You know, the thing is, in these situations, you just eat to eat so you look like you're doing something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We didn't. We refrained from that. But yeah, it was just a weird thing. I didn't know how to feel about it, but I'm glad everybody agrees with me.
No,
yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, the chat is like, oh, that's not right.
Look at you be surprised.
I am.
I also agreed with you on Facebook this week, and I overthrew you for a loop.
It most certainly did.
Oh, my God. Did you have to go to the doctor afterwards?
I cut and paste and framed
he
it.
He was stunned.
Wait. So here's one in the chat. It says, Davin showed proper etiquette. Frame that.
What are we talking about? I certainly didn't mean to do that.
No, I know. Yeah, it was unintentional.
Why, not like making a scene or anything?
No, but you know, you showed up. You brought something as you
well,
were expected
you person
to.
In the chat.
Lisa,
you just feel like nobody likes to look like an asshole about information.
We can't help ourselves.
I understand. But information
welcome
that you
to my world.
Given.
Yeah,
well, that's the problem.
You know?
I understand you don't want to burden somebody, but let them make the choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could go to the dollar store if we really don't give a shit. I mean, we wouldn't have. We would have gotten a nice gift.
But you know, people are there going, they didn't bring it. Oh, why did they bring an apple pie? You know, and you want to go to every group. Hi, I just want to let you know that we didn't know it was a birthday. That's why we didn't bring a birthday, you know, a gift. And we didn't know when we brought pie because we didn't know there would be cake. And you want to go, like, from group to group.
You want
to explaining why you're not a douchebag.
And they're like... Look at the no-gifters with the pie, store-bought pie.
Yeah.
Look at the no-gifters with the store-bought pie.
At least if you go to a party,
at least I know it's made well.
Yeah, right.
You go to party.
It wasn't Entenmann's.
It didn't have any cat fur in it, or so we think.
That was my fur.
Yeah. But it's like if you go to a party with your friends and it was something you didn't know, you at least go, I didn't fucking know.
And they'll be like, God, don't worry about it.
God damn it, you care what they think.
Yeah, right.
Is that weird, though? That's true.
Yeah, right.
These people who I'm never going to see, what will they think?
Well, you care what your friends think, but at least you can go to your friends and go, I didn't know.
Oh, I know.
You could go to your friends and listen, I'll be right back. I'm going to go run over. I'm going to go to the Fryhoffer's outlet store.
But if you know your friend well enough, you can go over and smack him and go, you didn't tell me.
Yeah.
And even a couple of my friends that showed up go, I didn't know it was birthday. I go, I just found that a couple of hours ago on Facebook.
This shit should not be stealth. A party should not be special ops unless it's a surprise party. And then the only person who should be surprised is the guest of honor.
Right. I went up to visit my uncle, who I didn't see very often.
Is he the one that touched you?
He's the one that didn't. Yes, the only one.
That's why he gets a visit.
That's why they never saw each other.
Come on, uncle. Come on.
Look at these tatas. One day there's going to be an old man rubbing up against them.
No. They weren't there yet. No.
The rest of a 70-year-old boy.
I grew into them late.
What?
I grew into them late. Huh, really? I
figured with tatas like that, you'd get ahead.
They look like they were there.
No. They were late.
We've been waiting for the rest of your torso.
Yes. Look, a body grew up around boobs. Those boobs were just sitting there.
That was the weirdest eye. You know the thing where you look at the baby and sonogram? That's the word. Yeah. You know what? I knew it was going down. I'm like, I'm going to take out some civilians with me.
You could have floated into the ocean. No, you headed right for the residential community.
I saw some people enjoying themselves on the beach, and I crashed into them.
Yeah, right.
Shave up a couple heads. What's the difference?
Exactly.
No. I went up to see my uncle, and I didn't know that his birthday was falling during the week I was going to be there. And I found out, because this was really weird, my uncle and aunt had really strange friends. And they, I mean, good for them, they weren't snobs, but they had a couple friends that were really pretty poor. We went over to this one friend's house, and she lived in Section 8 housing.
Mm.
And so, it was really poor and everything, but they had some literally cheese whiz and crackers, which is what they could afford as appetizers, and they had made a little cake for him, which was all very nice. And the person that lived next door that was apparently not very well, and you could tell right away, came over and gave him a birthday gift of a used Bic lighter. And and yet,
what's the new one cost? Like $3.99?
At least
he had a present.
That's my point. I didn't know it was his friggin' birthday. I didn't have anything.
At least he had something to go here.
I could
have
done.
You have that.
I didn't
you
have
didn't
that.
Have a used lighter that was probably worth 12 cents, and you would have used that. And the guy one upped you.
Yes. I would have pulled a used lighter out of my purse and said, here you go, uncle. I had nothing. Oh. Bogus. So I had nothing to say about that Bic.
At least you could have sent them something.
I know.
Did you?
I did later, but I was like, it was embarrassing. We're sitting there, and it's like, he's like, oh, and he was so gracious about it because he knew this person wasn't well. And he's like, oh, thank you so much. I'm going to get a lot of use out of this. Thanks very much.
If there's no more fluid.
It's going to get a lot. Yeah, maybe one click. Well, where are you going to go?
There we go. Well, you know, I had that
was the best light ever.
That one last smoke on you. Thanks. But I was just like mortified. I wish anybody had given me a heads up that it was his birthday during that week. I could have died.
I tell you, speaking of crappy gifts, there's this girl I work with.
You got her something too?
Well, yes.
Let me see a trend, Joe.
Yes. Let me explain.
God forbid she said hello, you're buying her
something. No. We have a running gag that I always bust the chops, and if she helps me with something, I go, I like you a lot. So what I'll do is I'll give her a crappy gift. And I gave her a paper clip. I gave her flowers, but it was actually poison sumac.
Oh, my God.
And she made, well, not real ones. And she made a frame for it. I gave her one of my Matchbox cars.
Really?
Yeah.
Those are your dreams.
I know. And then I gave her, I made a little picture called Booah Man, and I gave her that. I go, this is Booah Man.
And she's like,
did you give her one of your Mixed Long Island CDs from when you were an open micer?
I might do that. So funny.
So
it was a birthday on Friday, so we gave her a gift. So what we did, I've been getting teased. Like, she goes, so where's my watch?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You're an asshole.
So she goes, where's my watch? And I go, I'll get you a watch. I went to Walmart. I got this piss yellow watch. $5. With the tag on Walmart with $5.
On. You're a person of Walmart.
It was so god awful. I was embarrassed to give it even though I was going around.
That's
so
funny.
I go, well, you were busting my, I just want to give you this to show you how much you don't mean to
me. You know, nice. Somewhere Joanne's hearing this goes, it's more than he's given me in the past 3 years.
Shush! Ixnay on the watches, Abe!
You brought
you told everybody but her.
She I knows.
Know. Of course she does.
She knows. Her birthday's in 3 weeks.
Are you going to get her some?
Yeah, I guess. I'll take her out to dinner, maybe.
Why? She doesn't want to be in your company.
Well, that's true. Then I
get her dinner for two, her and somebody else.
Get her some takeout and send her into another room.
Let her listen to our greatest hit CD, Jeff.
Oh, dear.
So you had some partying this weekend.
Holy smokes. Yeah, boy. I stayed home on Friday and didn't work on Friday, so I took
You had
home.
To pace yourself.
I had to pace myself.
And then you're
I
not got, a young man.
Oh. So I go out and I visited my friend Nikki and Robin. Had a great time. Met some old friends and a guy I met who used to do is my stockbroker. And he's been.
Wait, you have stocks?
Yeah.
I find that hard to believe.
I have some investments.
I can't imagine them doing well,
so,
knowing you.
No. But him and I fell out of touch because he moved to a new firm and I've been so busy. So I go, can I get your card? And he goes, yeah, I just have a couple of cards left. I take the card and I go, finally, I'm going to sit down with this guy. I put it in my back pocket of my jeans and then wash my jeans the next day.
No!
And I'm at the beach going, I think the card's in the jeans. And I open it, it's all crumpled. I just have an emblem. And I got to go online and find the emblem and see what bank it is and then backtrack and find this.
Oh, my God.
Somebody at the party. I'm sure somebody there knows him.
Well, my buddy, one of my buddies is getting married in 2 weeks, my buddy Mike. So hopefully he's there in 2 weeks.
Why don't you just ask emblem. The person who hosted the party?
Because he doesn't know what bank he... I know my buddy's name and stuff like that. I just don't
know.
But
then you could search the name. Then search your buddy's name.
I know, but he just got set up with this new firm last week, so nothing's up there
and
yet.
And you're going to be one of his first customers?
I've been a customer of his for years.
Yeah, but you don't even know what the hell your stocks are doing because you lost touch.
He will look them up and review them and sit down with them with me.
No, that's so funny. I mean, I do stuff like that too. You finally lose touch.
I had the cards. I got this little emblem. The one, yeah. Like Mannix. I got to sit with this stupid emblem and like a CSI. And
you're gonna have to sit there like catfish, you know, where they go, okay, let's put the picture in the picture finder. Let's see if we can find a match.
Yeah,
you know,
match. And then
let's find a logo.
But I'm good at stuff like that. I'll
catfish.
Find.
What do you think I do to find this?
I know that's what you do.
They have nothing on us.
I know.
But it was a good. It was a really good time. So a lot of old friends, which is really cool. So about 1 o'clock, I get in the car and I knew Ann and the guys were playing poker. I go, you guys are still up? And I get, dude, what do you think? Get over here. I went over there and I started drinking these drinks. We called no. We named them No Man No, because what it is, Joe Cumia's girlfriend Carol made Joe a drink. And Joe goes, what is this? I didn't ask for this. And when you make a mistake in the band, Joe goes, no, man, no. So Carol gives the drink to me, and I'm like, this is delicious. And it goes, so we'll start calling him, no, man, no. I had about five of them babies. I was
yes, man, yes.
Yeah, yes, ma'am, yes. And I went, we weren't planning on having a sunrise club that night. But we wound up just plowing, drinking, and lo and behold, up comes the sun.
It's shocking when a bunch of alcoholics get together how the sun sneaks up on them.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. What are you again?
Morning already.
So then I got like about an hour and a half sleep on the couch. Woke up.
Oh, that's where you're sleeping now?
Well, yeah. Well, I'm getting used to it.
I thought you guys were still sharing a bed.
No, not the couch of the compound.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
You're getting used to it.
Yeah. So,
somebody's going to have cat fur on their clothes in the near future.
Most certainly will. So anyway, I get up the next day and I go, I'm tired. I got to get some sleep. I'll do it at the beach. So I went to the beach. I go to the beach, get a little sleep there, come home, mow my lawn. My lawnmower breaks. Remember why I hate living there. Got it to go again. So then I get back to the compound, had some Red Bulls. And went into the next day just drinking and just
like a
man.
Fish.
Like a fish. Like a fish, singing karaoke and stuff like that. And I don't know if people from the show remember Bobo. Bobo is a character on the show. He's this little aggravating dude. He's a little deputy dog. And he's in there. They spray painted him. There was a spray paint artist there. And he spray painted him. And that was
and spray painted him to look like what?
Like body. They put body art on him. And he spray painted him up. And he's and while they're spray painting him, he starts going, Joe Curry, you were supposed to go to a Met game with me this year. How can I go? I say I was going to a Met game. But yet you, and I'm suddenly, why am I the asshole here? You're a
well, don't ask a question like that.
Somebody might answer.
Yes.
And have good reasoning.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Be careful.
We drank, oh, God almighty. And 4:30 in the morning, I'm sitting there. We're all on the couch. I finally sit down. I kick off my shoes and we just have a drink and relax. And we hear, Beavis knocked over this crystal thing.
Oh, no.
All on the floor. And I'm like, holy cow, everybody's asleep practically. I got to clean this up. So I'm trying to find a broom. I'm trying to find a pan. Finally get the broom. I'm sweeping all the glass into a pile. Stupid Beavis and Freddy are trying to get him into the glass.
Oh.
I'm like, get out of here. Get out of here. God damn, I'm trying to find the dustpan. Finally we get the glass all in the pail. And then I go to sit down. And Big A takes my spot.
No.
And then Big A thought I was mad at him. I apologize. Look, I wasn't mad at you. I was just mad at how to clean up glass at 4:30 in the morning.
And
hurting your key.
Yes.
Cleaning the cats out of the glass.
You had to get up. You had to do something. And
well, when you sweep, they think it's a game.
Yeah. And
it's
Aunt,
like, no.
And the next day, Aunt didn't get up till the next day. Aunt goes, so what was the thing? I go, I have no clue what it was.
He goes,
where the
fuck?
It fell over by the island there. I go, you couldn't even tell what it could have been.
What it used to be.
Yeah.
Well, it couldn't have been that precious to him because he didn't recognize what was gone.
Yeah.
Maybe it was an apple pie somebody brought.
I guess.
You know what? Could have been.
We did have apple pie. A little apple pie. Really good.
Were they put out?
Yes, they were. Everything was put out. Everything was put out.
That's the way it should be.
You know, Sharu says that apple pies freeze beautifully. So they were planning on snacking on your apple pie later without you.
It's almost like what you've brought is not worthy. It's very hurtful.
Well, you know what? Yeah. I think there is a hierarchy that people like to put out the stuff that's homemade. And then anything that you bought, like if you bought cookies or something.
I don't think she made anything. They were made in other people's homes.
Oh, God. You know, I don't know.
The cake was bought from the same place where the pies were bought. ShopRite.
I don't make excuses for them. They did the wrong thing.
Shame on them.
Wait, I have a question, though. I went to a party once, and I brought some wine. This was many years ago. And they asked me what I wanted to drink, and I was like, well, you know, I like that kind of wine, and they didn't have any other, so they opened the wine I brought.
A lot of people.
And I ended up drinking the wine I brought.
Yeah, that could be a problem.
Is that bad?
Yeah.
People drink, but they bring what they want to drink.
Yeah.
Which works for me, because like when I went to the compound, I brought stuff that I had no intention of drinking. I asked Joe, what would I bring, like rum or something?
Yeah.
So I'm drinking cheap beers. And I'm giving rum, so it's like I'm actually still giving something.
Right,
as opposed
right.
to if I brought the rum and drank all the rum, then I gave nothing. I just paid my way.
This was years ago, and I was kind of a lummox about, like, you know, like being gracious about those kind of things.
But usually at the compound, what will happen is like Dawn, Anthony's sister, will go, oh, well, why don't you bring this, and this, and the other thing? Or if I look at the liquor supply, and
Joe
I'm like,
sees what he needs.
Well, no, it depends. If I know that they're like drinking Fireball and we're low on Fireball, I'll buy a bottle of Fireball. Essentially, what I brought, because I knew we needed beer. We rifled through the beer. What I did was I
don't know what that meant either.
We drank a lot. We
would have brought a lot of beer. Oh.
So Mikey Cuffs, I asked Mikey, I go, so what should I bring? And he goes, I think we could use some like dessert. I don't think there's going to be many desserts. So I brought dessert, and it was dessert, and I brought my cookies and my stuff like that, which
look
was,
that.
Which
yeah.
was
it put out.
It was put out.
Oh, because see?
See?
And people
see,
went through
Anthony
the cookies and stuff like
that.
No, he's not a singer karaoke. I'm the guy to put it on the counter.
Joe knows how to host Anthony's party.
That's what it is.
No, for that, we got the pit boss, Jess. Jess takes command
Who's
of
that,
the
your
compound.
Drunken friend?
Yeah. Okay. Well, she's not drunk, but she's...
When we saw her, she was.
Well... But yes. Crazy, and Jess rules.
Not crazy, drunk.
No, she was.
She was.
She was drunk, John.
At that
she
point.
Made, oh yeah, well she was, but she made sure everybody had water. She loves giving out water, and made sure everybody had
she
water.
She wants to keep you hydrated.
That's her whole thing, and yeah. She will watch. You know, people and make sure they're not assholes and make sure there's food. And so she does a great job. She
no, really that's really
ass.
Good.
And then, what was funny was there was these Bobo, and his cousin. And
no
his,
adults should be named Bobo.
Yeah, I know. And his cousin, well, he's I don't think he's an adult, but Bobo and
Anthony
his...
Anthony and his oddities.
Yeah, Bobo and Bobo's cousin and Bobo's cousin girlfriend was down there. Bobo's cousin girlfriend was just like, thought she was hot shit, but she was aggravating the piss out of everybody. But anyway, they're down there singing...
No watch for her.
No.
So then
they stole her watch.
They're downstairs singing karaoke, and they're getting very aggravating about it. And so one of the guys goes upstairs. She goes, I wish they would stop. Just like a pit bull. They come up single file with Jess behind. Well, we got to go now.
No way. Like, no way. What did Jess she say to them? She like threw them out?
She said, everybody's trying to watch TV upstairs.
And you guys are being too loud?
Yeah, and you're being too loud. We're trying to sleep upstairs. Meanwhile, she comes out, everybody's up.
Yeah. It's like, hey, you know what? Somebody needs, you need something like that because there's some people who don't know when it's time to be chill or how to
every
be chill at a
party.
Yeah,
and
no.
The greatest thing about Jess is like we are so, like you. The way we're nasty to each other, times that by 10.
No, she was very nasty to you.
We love it. We just bust each other's balls.
No, you didn't seem like you loved it. You just seemed like you took it.
No, I love it because I lash back at her.
I didn't see that. I just saw you take it.
Yeah.
No.
I saw you take it from the lady before she started stripping for no apparent reason.
She didn't strip.
She was taking off layers.
No, she wasn't.
Not naked.
No.
No. She was down to a bikini.
Well, because she wanted to go in the pool, stupid.
Yeah, but then there was other things, too. She was kind of showing stuff to... Yeah, when we were outside. You might have been looking at the cat at the time.
Maybe I was.
Because she was showing off the boobs to one of your friends.
Everybody's looking
maybe
at
the angry guy.
No, I don't think she'd show her boobs.
Wait,
she's
is this
in their face?
White
oh,
bikini?
Yeah, but it's different being in their face. She's just horsing around.
Was this white bikini?
I don't remember the bikini.
Oh.
I just remember I met her. I liked the fact that she made fun of Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think I missed your ball busting. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Because the next day, her and I and Wendy hung out the next day just ripping each other apart. Just
that's where you've moved with Wendy now?
No.
To the ripping her apart?
No. This is like last month. And when he came over to just hang out, and we would, the three of us, for hours, just ripping each other to shred. We were laughing our asses off. It was so nasty.
Well, you provide so much material.
Yes, I do.
All right. Let's take our first break. We will be back with Savage Medicine.
You can listen to Davin's Den live every Tuesday on extremejams.com. That's extremejamz.com. WKAD Radio, Wicked. Clutch and Wiggle, CyanetRadio.com, TalkSuperStation.com, The Juggernaut, MacDaddyRadio.com, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, DavinsDen.com. TheIndieAuthority.com also has apps so you can listen live on all mobile platforms, including BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. If you miss Tuesday night's show, you can download the show at any time on DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, PodAlmighty.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm. Scammer clips are available on iHeart or DavinsDen.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.